Here's a Drexel graduate from Generation X. Although she went into Drexel for chemical engineering, she had something different in mind when she was in high school.
Journalism. I knew at the time that I wanted to write.
With her want to major in journalism, she recognizes her 7th grade teacher, Mrs. Thomas. And with her previous experiences with her writing, she had a very eloquent style that had a positive reaction when read.
And whenever I would have my writing critiqued, it was always very positive.
But once she got to her junior year in high school, her perspective on things changed.
My mom saw an article in the Ebony magazine about future careers. And one of them, which was played to be a particularly high-paying job, was engineering. So she asked me to think with an open mind and to consider engineering.
From then on, she chose Drexel, and she attended there from 1980 to 1987 in their undergraduate and graduate programs in chemical engineering.
At the time, I wondered whether I'd be making an error, and I really did struggle initially with engineering, because you know how it is when you kind of like have your mind going in a particular direction and you figure you're going to change up at the last minute.
In regards to completing a undergraduate and graduate program at Drexel in chemical engineering, she still believes that when one has a talent, they will always have a talent, and her talent is writing.
What talents you have been gifted with, you always keep. If you are born a writer, you'll always be a writer, regardless of what profession, officially titled, you claim.
Although her title is a chemical engineer, she still applies writing in her everyday work.
I write for business because I work in a technical environment at a consumer healthcare company. So in my role as a supply manager, I'm always in the mode of communicating what the current status is of supply, for example. And if there are any issues that need to be brought up to management, then I'm communicating them, framing them in a way that they can easily understand, that's in digestible pieces.
Although she graduated top of her class, valedictorian, she didn't feel as though she was properly prepared in high school for Drexel's intense program.
I felt like I was woefully unprepared for the level of academic standards that were required.
And with that, she uses her own experiences as a lesson for her kids.
However, I use that experience for my own children, and I work to make sure that as they move through high school, that they are very prepared and that they are able to compete and not have an issue related to what they'd have to do in order to maintain a 3.5 or above type GPA in their college career.
With a different look on her academic status and future, teachers had very high expectations of this woman in high school.
They still remember me, and they remember me with the expectation that I would make something of myself.
With high expectations from her teachers, getting good grades wasn't quote-unquote cool.
But on the flip side, the other students didn't feel that way. I remember her. That was not something that was supposed to be proud of, to be getting good grades. And I can recall some students actually being jealous. But it really honestly didn't faze me that much at that point in my life, because I knew that I was headed somewhere that was going to take me to a level that was, you know, higher.
Maintaining a 3.8 to 3.9 GPA in high school, her experiences were quite different in college.
I can recall clearly having a very difficult time with two subjects, chemistry and physics. And I actually needed a tutor to be able to get through my physics 1 class. And I recall having a tough time with my chemistry class, to the point where I was so happy to get a D out of that class. I was, you know, just so relieved to be able to not have to take it again.
Previous to being accepted to Drexel, she had the choice between going to Howard, University of Maryland, or the University of Delaware, and two others. But instead, she chose Drexel.
The process was for me to identify engineering school and go there physically.
And where she belonged was 32nd and Chestnut.
I just connected at Drexel. And that was very different from the experience that I had at other schools. It didn't get the vibe. So from a process standpoint, it was visiting, it was talking to people, it was researching, you know. And of course, there was no online at that point in time, but just kind of talking to guidance counselors and looking at the Barron's college reference, those kind of things, library trips, just trying to understand one school versus another.
With all this back knowledge of her chemical engineering degree, the question was raised, why did she choose chemical engineering?
Oh my goodness, that's a question I have often pondered, because it was one of the, to me, it was one of the most difficult disciplines of the, other choices that I could have made. I ended up choosing it because it seemed like that was the best one for me, because I liked science and math. So I chose that one because, in general, when I talked to people about it, it sounded very interesting to me at the time. So, I was gathering information by communicating with people who actually were in the field or knew a lot about it. And I kind of made my decision based on my likes and dislikes.
Upon graduating with a chemical engineering degree, undergrad and grad, she imagined herself working at a pilot plant.
My first job, I actually worked for Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. And they had a pilot plant. I was working in their research and development facility for PET, or polyethylene terephthalate, which was bottles, basically, bottle making. That was my first time really, really, truly getting my feet wet in the chemical engineering world. The actual work as a chemie at Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. So moving things from pilot scale up to the actual manufacturing facility. And they had a manufacturing facility in West Virginia. So they'd take our formulations and actually run them at that West Virginia facility.
As a Drexel engineer graduate, she comments on the demographics of her class.
There truly were not very many females as compared to the whole class. And there were certainly not very many African-American females, but there were some, I recall. So, you sort of feel like, wow, where is everybody? But you realize that it's not an easy field to jump into.
Being a female herself in that field, she definitely has some advice for aspiring engineers that want to go into any type of engineering discipline.
In terms of trying to prepare yourself for an engineering type field, you've got to take as much math and science as you can possibly cram into your 4 years of high school, because between the math and the science, it seemed like that's all you do in your undergraduate program. You're always involved in some sort of math or science class. And it should be something that you enjoy. You've got to choose, if you choose engineering, it's got to be something that you can see yourself doing and that you actually enjoy. It's something that you have to research from the standpoint of talking to people who are in the field. You got to know for your particular discipline what is going to be involved, what types of jobs, what types of companies, what types of people are in there. You got to know that it suits you and your personality and the things that you're good at.
And those are the views of a chemi undergrad and grad, female Generation X chemical engineer.